I'm Zara Buck, and welcome to another Netball World Cup Rewind with Mizuno. The biggest summer of netball event took place the following Monday of the tournament, and Andy spoke to Joe Adams and pivoteer Nikki.
We sat down as a team and kind of said, you know, after these major events, what does everybody want to do? And you see it, you know, there is that Wimbledon factor. We see that it's the moment after people have watched it, they want to have a go. If they've got to wait 3 weeks, they just don't do it. That moment goes away.
And it's a spike, isn't it?
It is. It's that moment when they see it and they think, I want to go. And we're actually talking about Amazonifying it. It's a bit like, I see the product I want to buy. And that's what we're trying to do. So we want people to see it, love it, and immediately on that Monday, go and turn up at a court and have a go. And hopefully once they do, we keep them. But it's that immediate effect that a world-class competition can have. And I don't think another sport has tried to do that yet. So I know when I shared my idea with the development team, they were all a bit like, oh my God, can we really do this, Joe? And I was like, this is netball. We can do anything. Come on, let's do it. And it went live, and we've had a great response of people pledging their courts. So we'll deliver a coach there, and let's put sessions on for people who've never had a go, but they've watched it and thought, I'd love to have a go.
Building all levels of the game, really, isn't it? And just getting people active, getting people involved.
It is, and we've seen the impact, you know, the impact on social and mental well-being, and it's such a big government agenda that this is about getting people active again and moving again. But back to netball and walking netball, we've seen the benefits. You know, 97% of women that did back to netball said that they actually felt better, they felt happier, they felt more socially engaged. That's what's so important about this sport. We don't just deliver physical activity. We deliver everything around women and girls that just makes them feel whole again. And that's what's important. You know, if you watch it and you're inspired and you rock up on the Monday, you'll feel better when you leave that court. You absolutely will, because it won't be competitive. It'll be about chucking a ball around, having a laugh with another group of women that probably haven't played for years and just thought, I want to give that a go. I saw it. Let's just have a go. So it's so important to the nation's health. It is. You'll see a link on our site which will allow you to see where your nearest court is and what times you can turn up.
Will there be somewhere where we can eventually find a list of all the locations signed up?
Yeah, it'll all be on the England Netball website. It'll be out there probably just at the start of the World Cup, because the really important bit for us is that people see netball that maybe don't currently play. That's the important thing for us. On that Monday, existing netballers have lots of opportunities to play. That Monday is about people who have never played before. And that's why we want the link, really, to find the places to play, to go up just as the World Cup goes live, because it's those people we want to inspire.
Tracy Neville's been sharing her thoughts on tomorrow's event.
For me, it is about the World Cup and beyond. And we know we've pledged the Monday after the World Cup that everybody opens up their netball court for free as a governing body. So for everyone, you know, that's what we want to happen. We want as many people to take up the sport as we can.
Plenty more information about tomorrow's biggest summer of netball online, englandnetball.co.uk.
Hi, it's Jade Clark.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.
Woo!
It's a netball show with Mizuno. I spoke to Sky's Jenny Woods yesterday following the first semi-final to find out more about her broadcasting career. This is nice and relaxed. Here at the Netball World Cup, what is it like commentating on some of the world-class netball that we've just seen?
Well, it's a thrill.
There you go.
It's a thrill, and it's something that, you know, I never thought I would ever do. I mean, I am a news journalist in radio by trade. And was,
surely not.
And trucking along, quite happily doing that. Three kids living in Auckland, doing my thing. And then it was pretty much just over 10 years ago that there was a big change in netball in the Southern Hemisphere. The ANZ Championship was being started. And the other thing that changed was that New Zealand unexpectedly picked up the World Cup in 2007 when there was a coup in Fiji. So
yeah.
Because the rights had just changed, TVNZ, who had been doing netball for a number of years and a blimmin' good job of it too, lost that contract, and Sky in New Zealand picked it up. So they wanted a new commentary team, they wanted all new characters and what have you. So simply through, you know, contacts, knowing someone who knew that A, I was a broadcaster, and B, I knew netball.
Yeah.
I'd played netball, but provincial level. You know, I was a handy goal defence would be my best description. But I knew the game, still play the game. And, you know, was fortunate enough to be pulled into this team, which included, you know, Anna Stanley, Belinda Colling, Adine Wilson, Bernice Menny, Catherine Harvey-Williams. I mean, and that's just to name a few. And, you know, just quality.
What are some of the differences between back home and, say, the production?
As much as anything, terminology differences.
Right.
So different names for the same things. The basic job is very much the same. And, you know, the things that you have to really worry about don't change. And the main thing is preparation. You know, if you're prepped, you know that you're going to be good. And I've been, you know, prepping these teams and what have you for months. And just chipping away, so that I know that when I come here to Liverpool, I knew that I'd be fine. And the other advantage I've had here is that, you know, this is my fourth World Cup. I've done all the Comm Games since 2010. So I feel pretty confident around a lot of the coaches, a lot of the players. I'm not particularly friendly with any of them, because I think that can be a problem for a commentator, particularly if you've been a player and you've, you know, perhaps had some, you know, not so good experiences, or everyone gets their own little things about certain people or certain players. I have no baggage with anyone, and don't particularly want to get,
which
particularly,
is a bit of an advantage anyway.
Oh, very much, because at times you're going to have to criticise them, at times you're going to have to, of course, praise them, but you want to keep them, I think, pretty much generally at arm's length.
A lot of our Sky presentation as well, they were saying, oh, well, they've been rehearsing people's names and things like that. How are you on?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a thing that, you know, I think we have to improve on, because I think my radio background helps me in that, and that right through my radio career, getting names right, getting words right is, you know,
key,
basic to your
key,
job.
Yeah.
So I think I like to think that I've taken more care, perhaps, than sometimes some other commentary teams who will remain nameless have done. But I've noticed at this World Cup there's been a real enthusiasm to get names right. And it's that old thing, though, where you could, because my general practice is you go to the warm-ups, you catch the manager or the coach and just say, look, can you run through your team for me? And then write it phonetically. And, of course, the trouble is, you know, you hear a name. The Sri Lankan names are real challenges. but, you know, the way I hear it and the way you hear it can be different.
Have you noticed fans in the crowd are those youngsters that are really enthusiastic as well and wanting to get more involved with it?
Oh, look, the best thing that could have happened was that gold medal for England at the Comm Games last year. And it's not an anti-Australian thing. It's simply because it's what the game needed to break out of that sort of down under domination, if you like, of the game. That's gone now. I'd be fascinated to see what happens. There could be quite a big change coming for world netball in that order, and I think it's terrific.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the final.
My pleasure. I hope I do. I hope I see the Silver Ferns win.
Why don't we hear now from a pivot here to find out what their work involves at the World Cup. Here's Nikki Price.
We're very privileged to be able to see the games. Of course, there's 400 pivoteers. There's all sorts of roles. Some people working in hospitality, some people helping spectators to their seats, some people making sure that the right people go into the right areas of the arena. I'm working on the media side of things,
yay,
helping to facilitate interviews, that kind of thing. So every role is different, and every pivoteer knows that you're not necessarily going to see matches. It depends which role you get, but people do it because they just want to sort of feel part of an event, and that's why I do it, because I love sport and I love kind of seeing how these events are put on, feeling that you're doing your little bit to be part of it. So
yeah,
that's why I love it. And of course, it's just to be in this environment at top level competition. There's nothing like it. You get a real buzz from doing it, and after one event finishes, you think, when's the next event? What can I do next?
Is this the first major sporting event you've done? I think you've done more, haven't you?
I've done loads, yeah. So I started in 2012 working for the BBC at the Paralympics. Then I saw the Games Makers, and I thought, although I was working for the BBC, I saw the Games Makers and I thought, that looks like such a fun job.
Yeah.
I want to do what they're doing. This looks really fun. But as a netball player, and I've played the game for a very long time, you know, the chance to be involved in the Netball World Cup, I couldn't turn that one down. So really very privileged to be here as part of the media team here at the Netball World Cup, and great to be part of a sport that I've played for so long.
Exactly. It's good as well because you'll get to know the players, so that'll be nice as and when they pass you, and maybe just cheeky high, that kind of.
It's great to see Marijke, yeah, and see her playing so well. And obviously, yeah, having watched her play for the Seven Stars and play so brilliantly for the Seven Stars throughout the season. And also, she was the Players' Player of the Season. I remember all the players unanimously voted her Players' Player of the Season. She's a really popular player in the team. And yeah, it's great to see her here. Obviously, Pumza played for Seven Stars last year as well. Good to see her here. And yeah, it's just great to kind of be part of the netball family for the week.
There's players you'll know quite well, like a lot of the England girl as well, but what about some of the Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago? Is that a bit iffy as and when they're walking by and people are after interviews?
We've done our research. Hey. We've done lots of research through the week and we've watched a lot of matches. And yeah, through the week we've really got to know the players and also the reporters too, because the reporters often, you know the players. They've built a rapport already because they cover the various leagues. So yeah, it's been a fantastic learning curve in a way, because as you say, we know some of the players from some of the nations, not all of them, but it's great to get to know them, but also to see the different styles of play out there as well. And I think everybody's enjoyed that this week.
What are the hours like for someone like this?
The hours? Pretty much, I'm working 8 days in a row, pretty much mid-afternoon to whenever it finishes, kind of 8, 9 or 10, something like that. Different pivoters do different amount of days. It depends how many days you can give, really. But I'm really pleased to be able to do, you know, a full week, because you get to see more netball, you get to feel part of the event if you're here day after day, and good to get to know the pivoteers too, the rest of the team.
Have you been getting any sleep?
I think what's important, when you're at an event like this, having done a lot of events, I've worked at Olympic Games as well.
And you did the cricket as well, leading into
Cricket World
well,
Cup earlier this year. What's important when you're doing day after day is to eat properly and sleep properly. And I think it's important to do both of those. I've been going for a little swim in the mornings as well, just to kind of relax. But I think, yeah, it's really important to get enough sleep, because it takes a lot of concentration, whatever your role is at these events. It takes a lot of concentration, and you've got to be on your game, obviously, every day, as you know. So, yeah, it's rest is important.
We've been pretty well, because one day to go and we've finally got some Red Bull in the Red Bull fridge and not the water.
Well, that'll help the next 24 hours then.
Just finally, I mean, looking at something like this and what kind of advantage it is to get involved with things like this?
It's amazing. I mean, the vast majority of people who volunteer come back for another event, because you get such a buzz out of meeting new people. You meet positive people who feel like they want to give something to a sports event, to their community, whatever the sports event happens to be, whether it's something like this or, you know, a local sports event. People do it because they really love being involved, meeting people, doing their bit behind the scenes to help the event go smoothly. You do get a buzz, it becomes a little bit addictive, and certainly after this I'll be looking to the next event, what can I do next, and I know a lot of pivoteers will be doing the same.
And on what the BBC are like, you'll be back on air Monday afternoon?
I'm back on there Monday morning, actually.
Oh, wow.
So I leave here tomorrow night, drive to Gloucester, on air at 9 o'clock Monday morning.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.